Marshall, thank you very much. And thank you, Brian. Thank you. Wow, that was sweet, sweet song. Sweet song. Ah, good morning again. So what I'm talking about today is grateful for the love that lives within. And we begin our understanding of that today with truth. Within each and every one of us is a holy place. And normally I get the flip chart and I draw all these crazy things, but this morning I found this. And I call this holy place, I call it the sacred center of self. A holy place uniquely to and in each one of us. So as you can look at this image, which will be up during my whole talk, I would like you to see yourself, to see the true essence of that holy self that lives within you, and to be open to know it in a greater way today than ever before. Okay, is that good? Yes, good. All right. Notice the infinity sign, which goes like a sideways eight. Yes? Okay. And the heart, because in my opinion, and it looks like a person there, it is, isn't it? Yeah, their arms out there, the head. That this is the place within us, and even that whole area at the heart of that individual looks kind of like a diamond, doesn't it? Because you see, the diamond is very important also in understanding the sacred center of self. Because a diamond is given its life and vibrancy by its cutting. If you found a diamond in the rough, in nature, it would look like just a big piece of glass. And yet the diamond cutter, he cuts or she cuts the diamond so precisely that there's equal amounts of light and darkness in the diamond. And that gives it its life and its depth. The sacred center of self is the same for us. It is the very heart of our being. It's a holy place uniquely and divinely within each one of us. This sacred place never dies. It can never be harmed, never hurt. It is our divine nature. This is eternal. It lives forever. It's that comes in with us, and it's that goes out with us. And it lives within each and every one of us. Everybody breathe. This was probably one of the most important things for me as a religious scientist, as a science of mind person, for me to discover this. To really allow it to become the truth for me. It is the place Jesus spoke about when he said, "The Father and I are one." It is the place within us that we must each individually discover. We are each one with the divine, by whatever name you call the beloved. However, sometimes we put so much attention on the effects, on what happened. Who did what? I'd like to know. I want names. Or our history, life's events, these kind of life events are all outside of us, outside of who we truly are. It never touches that holy place. Our job is, if we so choose, and we're the ones that have to choose, is to meet or awaken that lives within us. This takes our desire to know something greater than the events that are taking place in life. Is greater in that there's something greater living within us than is outside there. It begins with loving kindness. Loving kindness first for ourselves, and a willingness to free our inner divine nature. It's a personal thing. and to give thanks for the desire that we each have, or not, to discover our magnificent self. This choice, at least it did for me, it lifts us up. It elevates us beyond our everyday circumstances and situations and choices, and it awakens us to the wonder of life. It wasn't easy in the beginning for me to understand that, because I kept wanting to argue with Ernest Holmes. I kept wanting to say, but here's what my life was and where I came from. And somewhere, sometime, I realized I had to put that down. I had to let it go. Because you see, this is a personal choice we each must make. And when we do, it helps with any problem that we are facing. It helps us to kind of leapfrog over the problem. And self-kindness, loving kindness, is the key, giving thanks in advance for that we wish to have take place in our life. And an example for me is last Sunday. Because here I am putting the service together, and those of you who were here knew that then somewhere my assistant had come in the back door, and I was out here being busy, and left her key and a letter with her resignation in it. And so I went back to my desk, and I said, "What is this? I wonder what this is." And there's a key? What? Yeah. And I opened it up. Now, in that instant, there was a part of me that wanted to go to that old place of, hey, yeah. Anybody? The moment we read that is the moment and the instant we have a choice. And I said, you know what? This too shall pass. Okay, God. I said, whoa. Before service. Hello? And I had to come out and do my stuff. I'm a professional, spiritual leader. And I did really good. And I could feel myself when I said that, okay, God, this one's yours. I have no idea. But I could feel myself being lifted up in that moment and feeling that everything's going to be okay. There's something greater yet to be expressed. I don't have to make anybody wrong or be right or righteous. I just need to stay open and accepting of what is to come. This is what I'm talking about. This is when we learn that beside and beyond the conditions and the situation, there's something greater within us. This is where our power is. This is where love resides. And so then I came out, and I don't always ask for prayer. And I told you what had happened. And not only did I get an answer to prayer, but I have to tell you, about six people came up to me and said, "How can I help? I'm here to help. I'll do whatever you need." See, when we ask, and when we ask this community and this group of people who love each other and show that love and give helping hands, then we trust that we are covered. Not only does God have our back, but so do we have each other's. Well, lo and behold, I got a new assistant. Her mother came up to me and said, "You know, I have a great daughter, and she does da 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 da." Don't you love mothers who love their kids? And I said, "Whoop, sounds good to me." And this young woman, her name is Katie, she called me on the phone. I liked her right away. She came in. She sat with a couple of us, with Dawn was here and Stephanie was here, and we interviewed her, and we said, this is who we want. She's also 7 months pregnant. So we've got a team that are going to work while she takes care of her new baby. The point I'm trying to make here is, when we allow ourselves to be lifted up, grateful for the love that lives within us, the love that is always present, and not look at the condition or the situation. There is like something greater that we allowed to take place. I have to tell you, it was pretty awesome. I go, whew. There's so many that will step up. There's so many miracles. There's so many gifts that every moment can bring to us, will bring to us when we let go and we let God. Ernest Holmes said that within each one of us is the secret place of the Most High, the Holy of Holies. I don't care where you've been, what you've done, what your name is. There is a holy place within you. And it's up to you to say yes to it. Because I'm telling you, it works. But you got to work it. You got to allow it. It's up to each one of us to discover, to tap into, to activate that sacred center of self. To give it life because it already exists. You don't have to be any cuter. You don't have to be any younger. You don't have to be any smarter. See, because our daily practice needs to be what we do to cultivate to that fire, that passion, that love that lives within us. Our practice of gratitude, our practice of meditation, taking the classes, prayer, etc., whatever it is, teaches us we are never, ever alone. I love the word alone because if you break it up, it's all one. I am all one with the divine. We are greater than our past. Thank you, God. It's fun discovering who we are. It's fun discovering that we are much greater than what anybody told us who we were. I don't know where you came from, but they didn't tell me I was magnificent. Did they tell you that? Well, it's time we did. Giving thanks. You see, gratitude stops our worries. When we go and say, when we just say, okay, you know, when I got that letter, I said, okay, I'm grateful. We're moving on to a whole new experience. Thank you, God. Lift it up. Gratitude stops our worries. We remember to anticipate a successful outcome. I have no idea where we're going or what's happening, but I know we're going to greater good. Yes? Yeah. That's what we do in this community. And when we forget individually, there are other people that will help us to remember, and that's what you all did. I felt so supported. I said, woo, okay. That's really lovely. Thank you. Because it becomes easy to let go and let Spirit guide us. Understanding we are never alone, we allow ourselves to be lifted up. It's waiting for you. It's waiting for me to be lifted up into our divine nature in every moment, in every event, in every circumstance. And we can move beyond conditions, move beyond past hurts. I'm living proof of that. And we can move beyond those conditions that we thought held us hostage. Not so. We move beyond past dilemmas, or maybe even a present dilemma, confusion. We can rest that it's all good. No matter what. I love saying to everything, it's all good, all God. Might not feel like it in the moment, but eventually it does because I have an expectation, and I'm giving you this gift today to have an expectation that that is within you will guide you through any condition, any situation. We can rest that it's all good and rest in the good until it shows up. Yes? Yeah. And a great example of what I'm talking about today is a new movie that's out, and it's called Wonder. And I have to tell you that I do not like not being well. And so I thought for sure by Friday I could go to the show, but I wasn't well enough on Friday. I told Rick last night, I said, I am well enough to go to the show. I could have waited a day maybe, but the movie Wonder, I'm going to invite you all to go see it because it's exactly what we're talking about. It is being, anybody see Wonder? Yeah. Am I right? Yes. Thank you. I want to see it again. Because what it does is it shows us to see beyond conditions to loving kindness, to see beyond what we are faced with, to see the grandness of life and the love of each other. And yet, it also is one of the first movies I've seen that shows you what each person or a lot of the people were having difficulty experiencing. Where their dilemma was, where their difficulty was. And it is probably one of the cutest movies I've seen in a really, really long time. This is what spiritual community gives us. Yes, God is good. Woohoo! The same reason that spiritual community serves us, it helps us to feel supported, and kindness is the key. Are we always kind? No, not always. But we're learning and we're growing and we do it together and we love each other no matter what shows up. Because when we allow our divine nature to be lifted up, this is the value we find in spiritual community. We support each other in prayer, in helping hands, united together, and we are truly lifted up. Encouraging one another to discover the best and allowing the best to show up. Grateful for the love that we've been given and grateful for the love that lives within us. Did everybody get the prayer? Anybody not get the prayer? Everybody hold your prayer up. Okay, would one of the ushers go get the prayers, please, and give them out? Okay, no? Keep your hand up if you didn't get the prayer on the white card. Thank you. Hand up, hand up, hand up. Because what I'd like you to do is, if you want to, you can read it along with me. You can say it out loud. This is the prayer and prosper from Ernest Holmes. It was in this. Anybody else? Everybody got it? Take it as a bookmark. I like this very much. I think it'll work for all of us every day. I'll read it. If you would like to read it out loud with me, fine. Otherwise, just please make sure I say the right words. Good. Believing in God in the invisible is the invisible partner in my life. I now affirm divine love goes before me and prepares the way. I permit myself to be guided. There is something deep within me that knows exactly what I ought to do and how I ought to do it. I am listening to this divine presence and permitting it to direct my path. I not only believe that it can, I know that it will. Thoughts and ideas will come to me, and I shall be led to follow them out in every situation in calm trust and with the complete conviction that divine intelligence is guiding me. I wish to do only that which is constructive and life-giving. Therefore, I know that everything I do is prospered. Everything I touch shall be quickened into a newness of life and action. Every constructive purpose in my life will be fulfilled. I have a deep sense of an inner calm, a complete assurance that all is well. The same intelligence that governs the planets is their course is now acting as a law of good in my personal experience and in the experiences of everyone around me. I do thank God for this increase that is mine. I do accept divine guidance. I do believe that I am in silent partnership with all the power, all the presence, and all the love there is. I place my life entirely and completely under the protection and guidance of this power. And I rest in complete faith that everything I do is prospered. And so it is. Amen. This is your Thanksgiving gift. Bless your heart.